Chapter 15. Absalom's policy and conspiracy. David is obliged to flee. Now after these things, Absalom made himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom, rising up early, stood by the entrance of the gate, and when any man had business to come to the king's judgment, Absalom called him to him, and said, Of what city art thou? He answered and said, Thy servant is of such a tribe of Israel. And Absalom answered him, Thy words seem to me good and just, but there is no man appointed by the king to hear thee. And Absalom said, Oh, that they would make me judge over the land, that all that have business might come to me, that I might do them justice. Moreover, when any man came to him to salute him, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And this he did to all Israel that came for judgment, to be heard by the king, and he enticed the hearts of the men of Israel. And after 40 years Absalom said to King David, Let me go and pay my vows which I have vowed to the Lord in Hebron. For thy servant made a vow when he was in Gesur of Syria, saying, If the Lord shall bring me again into Jerusalem, I will offer sacrifice to the Lord. And King David said to him, Go in peace. And he arose and went to Hebron. And Absalom sent spies into all the tribes of Israel, saying, As soon as you shall hear the sound of the trumpet, say ye, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. Now there went with Absalom 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, going with simplicity of heart, and knowing nothing of the design. Absalom also sent for Achitophel the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city Gilo. And while he was offering sacrifices, there was a strong conspiracy, and the people running together increased with Absalom. And there came a messenger to David, saying, All Israel, with their whole heart, followeth Absalom. And David said to his servants that were with him in Jerusalem, Arise, and let us flee, for we shall not escape else from the face of Absalom. Make haste to go out, lest he come and overtake us, and bring ruin upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servants said to him, Whatsoever our lord the king shall command, we thy servants will willingly execute. And the king went forth, and all his household on foot. And the king left 10 women with concubines to keep the house. And the king going forth, and all Israel on foot, stood afar off from the house. And all his servants walked by him. And the bands of the Kerethi, and the Phelethi, and all the Gethites, valiant warriors, 600 men who had followed him from Geth on foot, went before the king. And the king said to Ethai the Gethite, Why comest thou with us? Return and dwell with the king, for thou art a stranger, and art come out of thy own place. Yesterday thou camest, and today shalt thou be forced to go forth with us? But I shall go whither I am going. Return thou, and take back thy brethren with thee, and the Lord will show thee mercy and truth, because thou hast shown grace and fidelity. And Ethai answered the king, saying, As the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, in what place soever thou shalt be my lord, O king, either in death or in life, there will thy servant be. And David said to Ethai, Come and pass over. And Ethai the Gethite passed, and all the men that were with him, and the rest of the people. And they all wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself went over the brook Kidron, and all the people marched towards the way that looketh to the desert. And Zadok the priest also came, and all the Levites with him, carrying the ark of the covenant of God. And they set down the ark of God, and Abiathar went up, till all the people that was come out of the city had done passing. And the king said to Zadok, Carry back the ark of God into the city. If I shall find grace in the sight of the Lord, he will bring me again, and he will show me it, and his tabernacle. But if he shall say to me, Thou pleasest me not, I am ready. Let him do that which is good before him. And the king said to Zadok the priest, O seer, return into the city in peace, and let Achimas thy son, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar, your 2 sons, be with you. Behold, I will lie hid in the plains of the wilderness, till there come word from you to certify me. So Zadok and Abiathar carried back the ark of God into Jerusalem, and they tarried there. But David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet, going up and weeping, walking barefoot, and with his head covered, and all the people that were with them went up with their heads covered, weeping. And it was told David that Achitophel also was in the conspiracy with Absalom, And David said, Infatuate, O Lord, I beseech thee, the counsel of Achitophel. And when David was come to the top of the mountain, where he was about to adore the Lord, behold, Chusai the Arachite came to meet him, with his garment rent, and his head covered with earth. And David said to him, If thou come with me, thou wilt be a burden to me. But if thou return into the city, and will say to Absalom, I am thy servant, O king, as I have been thy father's servant, so I will be thy servant, thou shalt defeat the counsel of Achitophel. And thou hast with thee Zadok and Abiathar the priests, and what things soever thou shalt hear out of the king's house, thou shalt tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priests. And there are with them their two sons, Achimas the son of Zadok, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. And you shall send by them to me everything that you shall hear. Then Chusai, the friend of David, went into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. Chapter 16. Seba bringeth provisions to David. Semei curseth him. Absalom defileth his father's wives. And when David was a little past the top of the hill, behold, Seba, the servant of Mephibosheth, came to meet him with two asses, laden with 200 loaves of bread, and 100 bunches of raisins, 100 cakes of figs, and a vessel of wine. And the king said to Seba, What mean these things? And Seba answered, The asses are for the king's household to sit on, and the loaves and the figs for thy servants to eat, and the wine to drink, if any man be faint in the desert. And the king said, Where is thy master's son? And Seba answered the king, He remained in Jerusalem, saying, Today will the house of Israel restore me the kingdom of my father. And the king said to Seba, I give thee all that belong to Mephibosheth. And Seba said, I beseech thee, let me find grace before thee, my lord, O king. And King David came as far as Bahurim, and behold, there came out from thence a man of the kindred of the house of Saul, named Semei, the son of Gera. Coming out, he cursed as he went on, and he threw stones at David and at all the servants of King David, and all the people, and all the warriors walked on the right and on the left side of the king. And thus said Semei when he cursed the king, come out, thou man of blood, and thou man of Belial. The Lord hath repaid thee for all the blood of the house of Saul, because thou hast usurped the kingdom in his stead, and the Lord hath given the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thy evils press upon thee, because thou art a man of blood. And Abishai, the son of Sarvia, said to the king, Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? I will go and cut off his head. And the king said, What have I to do with you, ye sons of Sarvia? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord hath bid him curse David. And who is he that shall dare say, Why hath he done so? And the king said to Abishai and to all his servants, Behold, my son, who came forth from my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now a son of Jemini? Let him alone, that he may curse, as the Lord hath bidden him. Perhaps the Lord may look upon my affliction, and the Lord may render me good for the cursing of this day. And David and his men with him went by the way, and Semei by the hillside went over against him, cursing and casting stones at him, and scattering earth. And the king and all the people with him came weary, and refreshed themselves there. But Absalom and all his people came into Jerusalem, and Achitophel was with him. And when Jeshai the Arachite, David's friend, was come to Absalom, he said to him, God save thee, O king! God save thee, O king! And Absalom said to him, Is this thy kindness to thy friend? Why wentest thou not with thy friend? And Chusai answered Absalom, Nay, for I will be his whom the Lord hath chosen, and all his people, and all Israel, and with him will I abide. Besides this, whom shall I serve? Is it not the king's son? As I have served thy father, so will I serve thee also. And Absalom said to Achitophel, Consult what we are to do. And Achitophel said to Absalom, Go into the concubines of thy father, whom he hath left to keep the house, that when all Israel shall hear that thou hast disgraced thy father, their hands may be strengthened with thee. So they spread a tent for Absalom on the top of the house, and he went into his father's concubines before all Israel. Now the counsel of Achitophel, which he gave in those days, was as if a man should consult God. So was all the counsel of Achitophel, both when he was with David and when he was with Absalom. Chapter 17. Achitophel's counsel is defeated by Chusai, who sendeth intelligence to David. Achitophel hangeth himself. And Achitophel said to Absalom, I will choose me 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And coming upon him, for he is now weary and weak-handed, I will defeat him, and when all the people is put to flight that is with him, I will kill the king who will be left alone. And I will bring back all the people, as if they were but one man, for thou seekest but one man, and all the people shall be in peace. And his saying pleased Absalom and all the ancients of Israel. But Absalom said, Call Chusai the Arachite, and let us hear what he also saith. And when Chusai was come to Absalom, Absalom said to him, Achitophel hath spoken after this manner. Shall we do it or not? What counsel dost thou give? And Chusai said to Absalom, The counsel that Achitophel hath given this time is not good. And again Chusai said, Thou knowest thy father and the men that are with him, that they are very valiant and bitter in their mind, as a bear raging in the wood when her whelps are taken away. And thy father is a warrior and will not lodge with the people. Perhaps he now lieth hid in pits, or in some other place where he list. And when any one shall fall at the first, every one that heareth it shall say, There is a slaughter among the people that followed Absalom. And the most valiant man, whose heart is as the heart of a lion, shall melt for fear, for all the people of Israel know thy father to be a valiant man, and that all who are with him are valiant. But this seemeth to me to be good counsel. Let all Israel be gathered to thee, from Dan to Beersheba, as the sand of the sea which cannot be numbered, and thou shalt be in the midst of them. And we shall come upon him in what place soever he shall be found, and we shall cover him, as the dew falleth upon the ground, and we shall not leave of the men that are with him, not so much as one. And if he shall enter into any city, all Israel shall cast ropes round about that city, and we will draw it into the river, so that there shall not be found so much as one small stone thereof. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, The counsel of Chusai the Arachite is better than the counsel of Achitophel. And by the will of the Lord, the profitable counsel of Achitophel was defeated, that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom. And Chusai said to Sadok and Abiathar the priests, Thus and thus did Achitophel counsel Absalom and the ancients of Israel, and thus did I counsel them. Now therefore send quickly and tell David, saying, Tarry not this night in the plains of the wilderness, but without delay pass over, lest the king be swallowed up and all the people that is with him. And Jonathan and Achimas stayed by the fountain Rogel, and there went a maid and told them, and they went forward to carry the message to King David, for they might not be seen, nor enter into the city. But a certain boy saw them, and told Absalom. But they, making haste, went into the house of a certain man in Bahurim, who had a well in his court, and they went down into it. And a woman took and spread a covering over the mouth of the well, as it were to dry sodden barley. And so the thing was not known. And when Absalom's servants were come into the house, they said to the woman, Where is Achimas and Jonathan? And the woman answered them, They passed on in haste after they had tasted a little water. But they that sought them, when they found them not, returned into Jerusalem. And when they were gone, they came up out of the well, and going on told King David, and said, Arise and pass quickly over the river, for this manner of counsel has Achitophel given against you. So David arose, and all the people that were with him, and they passed over the Jordan until it grew light. And not one of them was left that was not gone over the river. But Achitophel, seeing that his counsel was not followed, saddled his ass, and arose and went home to his house and to his city, and putting his house in order, hanged himself, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. But David came to the camp, and Absalom passed over the Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him. Now Absalom appointed Amasa in Joab's stead over the army. And Amasa was the son of a man who was called Jethra of Jezreel, who went in to Abigail, the daughter of Nais, the sister of Sarvia, who was the mother of Joab. And Israel camped with Absalom in the land of Galaad. And when David was come to the camp, Sobai, the son of Nais of Rabbath, of the children of Ammon, and Maker, the son of Amahel of Lodabar, and Berzelai, the Galadite of Rogelim, brought him beds and tapestry and earthen vessels, and wheat and barley and meal and parched corn and beans and lentils and fried pulse, and honey and butter and sheep and fat calves. And they gave to David and the people that were with him to eat, for they suspected that the people were faint with hunger and thirst in the wilderness. Chapter 18. Absalom is defeated and slain by Joab. David mourneth for him. And David, having reviewed his people, appointed over them captains of thousands and of hundreds, and sent forth a third part of his people under the hand of Joab, and a third part under the hand of Abishai, the son of Sarvia, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of Ithai, who was of Geth. And the king said to the people, I also will go forth with you. And the people answered, Thou shalt not go forth, for if we flee away, they will not much mind us. Or if half of us should fall, they will not greatly care, for thou alone art accounted for 10,000. It is better, therefore, that thou shouldst be in the city to succor us. And the king said to them, What seemeth good to you, that I will do. And the king stood by the gate, and all the people went forth by their troops, by hundreds and by thousands. And the king commanded Joab, and Abishai, and Ithai, saying, Save me the boy Absalom. And all the people heard the king giving charge to all the princes concerning Absalom. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was fought in the forest of Ephraim. And the people of Israel were defeated there by David's army, and a great slaughter was made that day of 20,000 men. And the battle there was scattered over the face of all the country, and there were many more of the people whom the forest consumed than whom the sword devoured that day. And it happened that Absalom met the servants of David riding on a mule, and as the mule went under a thick and large oak, his head stuck in the oak, and while he hung between the heaven and the earth, the mule on which he rode passed on. And one saw this, and told Joab, saying, I saw Absalom hanging upon an oak. And Joab said to the man that told him, If thou sawest him, why didst thou not stab him to the ground? And I would have given thee 10 sickles of silver and a belt. And he said to Joab, If thou wouldst have paid down in my hands 1,000 pieces of silver, I would not lay my hands upon the king's son. For in our hearing the king charged thee, and Abishai, and Ithai, saying, Save me the boy Absalom. Yea, and if I should have acted boldly against my own life, this could not have been hid from the king, and wouldst thou have stood by me? And Joab said, Not as thou wilt, but I will set upon him in thy sight. So he took 3 lances in his hand, and thrust them into the heart of Absalom. And while he yet panted for life, sticking on the yoke, 10 young men, armor-bearers of Joab, ran up, and striking him, slew him. And Joab sounded the trumpet, and kept back the people from pursuing after Israel in their flight, being willing to spare the multitude. And they took Absalom, and cast him into a great pit in the forest, and they laid an exceeding great heap of stones upon him. But all Israel fled to their own dwellings. Now Absalom had reared up for himself in his lifetime a pillar, which is in the king's valley. For he said, I have no son, and this shall be the monument of my name. And he called the pillar by his own name, and it is called the Hand of Absalom to this day. And Achimas the son of Sadoc said, I will run and tell the king that the Lord hath done judgment for him from the hand of his enemies. And Joab said to him, Thou shalt not be the messenger this day, but shalt bear tidings another day. This day I will not have thee bear tidings, because the king's son is dead. And Joab said to Chusai, Go, and tell the king what thou hast seen. Chusai bowed down to Joab and ran. Then Achimas, the son of Sadoc, said to Joab again, Why might not I also run after Chusai? And Joab said to him, Why wilt thou run, my son? Thou wilt not be the bearer of good tidings. He answered, But what if I run? And he said to him, Run. Then Achimas, running by a nearer way, passed Chusai. And David sat between the two gates. And the watchman that was on the top of the gate upon the wall, lifting up his eyes, saw a man running alone. And crying out, he told the king. And the king said, If he be alone, there are good tidings in his mouth. And as he was coming apace and drawing nearer, the watchman saw another man running, and crying aloud from above, he said, I see another man running alone. And the king said, He also is a good messenger. And the watchman said, The running of the foremost seemeth to me like the running of Achimas the son of Sadoc. And the king said, He is a good man, and cometh with good news. And Achimas, crying out, said to the king, God save thee, O king. And falling down before the king with his face to the ground, he said, Blessed be the Lord thy God, who hath shut up the men that have lifted up their hands against the Lord my king. And the king said, Is the young man Absalom safe? And Achimaaz said, I saw a great tumult, O king, when thy servant Joab sent me thy servant. I know nothing else. And the king said to him, Pass, and stand here. And when he had passed, and stood still, Chusai appeared. And coming up, he said, I bring good tidings, my lord, the king, for the Lord hath judged for thee this day from the hand of all that have risen up against thee. And the king said to Chusai, Is the young man Absalom safe? And Chusai answering him said, Let the enemies of my lord the king and all that rise up against him unto evil be as the young man is. The king therefore, being much moved, went up to the high chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went in, spoke in this manner, My son Absalom, Absalom my son, would to God that I might die for thee. Absalom my son Absalom. Chapter 19. David at the remonstrances of Joab ceaseth his mourning. He is invited back and met by Shimei and Mephibosheth, a strife between the men of Judah and the men of Israel. And it was told Joab that the king wept and mourned for his son. And the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people. For the people heard say that day, The king grieveth for his son. And the people shunned the going into the city that day, as a people would do, that hath turned their backs and fled away from the battle. And the king covered his head, and cried with a loud voice, O my son Absalom! O Absalom, my son! O my son! Then Joab, going into the house to the king, said, Thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants that have saved thy life and the lives of thy sons, and of thy daughters, and the lives of thy wives, and the lives of thy concubines. Thou lovest them that hate thee, and thou hatest them that love thee. And thou hast shown this day that thou carest not for thy nobles, nor for thy servants. And I now plainly perceive that if Absalom had lived, and all we had been slain, then it would have pleased thee. Now therefore arise and go out and speak to the satisfaction of thy servants, for I swear to thee by the Lord that if thou wilt not go forth, there will not tarry with thee so much as one this night, and that will be worse to thee than all the evils that have befallen thee from thy youth until now. Then the king arose and sat in the gate, and it was told to all the people that the king sat in the gate, and all the people came before the king, but Israel fled to their own dwellings. And all the people were at strife in all the tribes of Israel, saying, The king delivered us out of the hand of our enemies, and he saved us out of the hand of the Philistines, and now he is fled out of the land for Absalom. But Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in the battle. How long are you silent, and bring not back the king? And King David sent to Zadok and Abiathar the priests, saying, Speak to the ancients of Judah, saying, Why are you the last to bring the king back to his house? For the talk of all Israel was come to the king in his house. You are my brethren, you are my bone and my flesh. Why are you the last to bring back the king? And say ye to Amasa, Art not thou my bone and my flesh? So do God to me, and add more, if thou be not the chief captain of the army before me always in the place of Joab. And he inclined the heart of all the men of Judah, as it were of one man, and they went to the king, saying, Return thou and all thy servants. And the king returned and came as far as the Jordan, and all Judah came as far as Galgal to meet the king and to bring him over the Jordan. And Shimei, the son of Gera, the son of Jimini of Bahurim, made haste and went down with the men of Judah to meet King David, with 1,000 men of Benjamin, and Seba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and 20 servants were with him. And going over the Jordan, they passed the fords before the king, that they might help over the king's household, and do according to his commandment. And Shimei, the son of Gera, falling down before the king, when he was come over the Jordan, said to him, Impute not to me, my lord, the iniquity, nor remember the injuries of thy servant on the day that thou, my lord the king, wentest out of Jerusalem, nor lay it up in thy heart, O king. For I, thy servant, acknowledge my sin, and therefore I am come this day, the first of all the house of Joseph, and am come down to meet my lord the king. But Abishai the son of Sarvia answering said, Shall Shimei for these words not be put to death, because he cursed the Lord's anointed? And David said, What have I to do with you, ye sons of Sarvia? Why are you a Satan this day to me? Shall there any man be killed this day in Israel? Do not I know that this day I am made king over Israel? And the king said to Shimei, Thou shalt not die. And he swore unto him. And Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king, and he had neither washed his feet nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his garments from the day that the king went out, until the day of his return in peace. And when he met the king at Jerusalem, the king said to him, Why camest thou not with me, Mephibosheth? And he answering said, My lord, O king, my servant despised me, for I thy servant spoke to him to saddle me an ass, that I might get on and on with the king. For I thy servant am lame. Moreover, he hath also accused me, thy servant, to thee, my lord the king. But thou, my lord the king, art as an angel of God. Do what pleaseth thee. For all of my father's house were no better than worthy of death before my lord the king, and thou hast set me, thy servant, among the guests of thy table. What just complaint therefore have I? Or what right to cry any more to the king? Then the king said to him, Why speakest thou any more? What I have said is determined. Thou and Ziba divide the possessions. And Mephibosheth answered the king, Yea, let him take all, for as much as my lord the king is returned peaceably into his house. Barzillai, also the Galadite, coming down from Rogelim, brought the king over the Jordan, being ready also to wait on him beyond the river. Now Barzillai the Galadite was of a great age, that is to say, 80 years old, and he provided the king with sustenance when he abode in the camp, for he was a man exceeding rich. And the king said to Barzillai, Come with me, that thou mayest rest secure with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said to the king, How many are the days of the years of my life that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old. Are my senses quick to discern sweet and bitter? Or can meat or drink delight thy servant? Or can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Why should thy servant be a burden to my lord the king? I, thy servant, will go on a little way from the Jordan with thee. I need not this recompense. But I beseech thee, let thy servant return and die in my own city, and be buried by the sepulchre of my father and of my mother. But there is thy servant Chamam. Let him go with thee, my lord the king, and do to him whatsoever seemeth good to thee. Then the king said to him, Let Chamam go over with me, and I will do for him whatsoever shall please thee, and all that thou shalt ask of me thou shalt obtain. And when all the people and the king had passed over the Jordan, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned to his own place. So the king went on to Galgal, and Chamam with him. Now all the people of Judah had brought the king over, and only half of the people of Israel were there. Therefore all the men of Israel, running together to the king, said to him, Why have our brethren the men of Judah stolen thee away, and have brought the king and his household over the Jordan, and all the men of David with him? And all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, Because the king is nearer to me, why art thou angry for this matter? Have we eaten anything of the king's, or have any gifts been given us? And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah, and said, I have 10 parts in the king more than you, and David belongeth to me more than to thee. Why hast thou done me a wrong, and why was it not told me first, that I might bring back my king? And the men of Judah answered more harshly than the men of Israel. Chapter 20. Ziba's rebellion. Amasa is slain by Joab. Abela is besieged, but upon the citizens casting over the wall the head of Ziba, Joab departeth with his army. And there happened to be there a man of Belial, whose name was Ziba, the son of Bochri, a man of Jimini. And he sounded the trumpet and said, We have no part in David, nor inheritance in the son of Isai. Return to thy dwellings, O Israel. And all Israel departed from David, and followed Ziba the son of Bochri. But the men of Judah stuck to their king from the Jordan unto Jerusalem. And when the king was come into his house at Jerusalem, he took the 10 women as concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in ward, allowing them provisions. And he went not in unto them, but they were shut up unto the day of their death, living in widowhood. And the king said to Amasa, "Assemble to me all the men of Judah against the third day, and be thou here present." So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried beyond the set time which the king had appointed him. And David said to Abishai, "Now will Seba the son of Bochri do us more harm than did Absalom. Take thou therefore the servants of thy lord, and pursue after him, lest he find fenced cities and escape us." So Joab's men went out with him, and the Kerethi, and the Phelethi, and all the valiant men went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Seba the son of Bochri. And when they were at the great stone which is in Gabaon, Amasa, coming, met them. And Joab had on a close coat of equal length with his habit, and over it was girded with a sword hanging down to his flank, in a scabbard made in such manner as to come out with the least motion and strike. And Joab said to Amasa, "God save thee, my brother." And he took Amasa by the chin with his right hand to kiss him. But Amasa did not take notice of the sword which Joab had, and he struck him in the side and shed out his bowels to the ground, and gave him not a second wound, and he died. And Joab and Abishai his brother pursued after Seba the son of Bochri. In the meantime, some men of Joab's company, stopping at the dead body of Amasa, said, "Behold he that would have been in Joab's stead, the companion of David." And Amasa, imbrued with blood, lay in the midst of the way. A certain man saw this, that all the people stood still to look upon him, so he removed Amasa out of the highway into the field, and covered him with a garment, that they who passed might not stop on his account. And when he was removed out of the way, all the people went on following Joab to pursue after Seba the son of Bochri. Now he had passed through all the tribes of Israel unto Abela and Beth-Makkah, and all the chosen men were gathered together unto him. And they came and besieged him in Abela and in Beth-Makkah, and they cast up works round the city, and the city was besieged, and all the people that were with Joab labored to throw down the walls. And a wise woman cried out from the city, "Hear, hear, and say to Joab, come near hither, and I will speak with thee." And when he was come near to her, she said to him, "Art thou Joab?" And he answered, "I am." And she spoke thus to him, "Hear the words of thy handmaid." He answered, "I do hear." And she again said, "A saying was used in the old proverb, they that inquire, let them inquire in Abela." And so they made an end. Am I not she that answered truth in Israel, and thou seekest to destroy the city, and to overthrow a mother in Israel? Why wilt thou throw down the inheritance of the Lord? And Joab answering said, "God forbid, God forbid that I should. I do not throw down nor destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Seba the son of Bochri, by name, hath lifted up his hand against King David. Deliver him only, and we will depart from the city." And the woman said to Joab, "Behold, his head shall be thrown to thee from the wall." So she went to all the people, and spoke to them wisely, and they cut off the head of Seba the son of Bochri, and cast it out to Joab. And he sounded the trumpet, and they departed from the city, every one to their home. And Joab returned to Jerusalem to the king. So Joab was over all the army of Israel, and Benaiah the son of Joiada was over the Kerethites and the Philethites, but Adoram over the tributes, and Josaphat the son of Ahulud was recorder, and Sevil was scribe, and Sadok and Abiathar priests, and Ira the Jairite was the priest of David. Chapter 21. A famine of 3 years for the sin of Saul against the Gabaonites, at whose desire 7 of Saul's race are crucified. War again with the Philistines. And there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years successively, and David consulted the oracle of the Lord. And the Lord said, "It is for Saul and his bloody house, because he slew the Gabaonites." Then the king, calling for the Gabaonites, said to them, Now the Gabaonites were not of the children of Israel, but the remains of the Amorites. And the children of Israel had sworn to them, and Saul sought to slay them out of zeal, as it were, for the children of Israel and Judah. David therefore said to the Gabaonites, What shall I do for you, and what shall be the atonement for you, that you may bless the inheritance of the Lord? And the Gabaonites said to him, We have no contest about silver and gold, but against Saul and against his house. Neither do we desire that any man be slain of Israel. And the king said to them, What will you then that I should do for you? And they said to the king, The man that crushed us and oppressed us unjustly, we must destroy in such manner that there be not so much as one left of his stock on all the coasts of Israel. Let seven men of his children be delivered unto us, that we may crucify them to the Lord in Gibeah of Saul, once the chosen of the Lord. And the king said, I will give them. And the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, because of the oath of the Lord that had been between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul. So the king took the two sons of Rephaiah, the daughter of Aiah, whom she bore to Saul, Armoni and Mephibosheth, and the five sons of Michal, the daughter of Saul, whom she bore to Hadriel, the son of Barzillai, that was of Molothi, and gave them into the hands of the Gabaonites, and they crucified them on a hill before the Lord. And these seven died together in the first days of the harvest, when the barley began to be reaped. And Rephaiah, the daughter of Aiah, took haircloth, and spread it under her upon the rock from the beginning of the harvest, till water dropped upon them out of heaven, and suffered neither the birds to tear them by day, nor the beasts by night. And it was told David what Rephaiah, the daughter of Aiah, the concubine of Saul, had done. And David went, and took the bones of Saul, and the bones of Jonathan his son, from the men of Jabesh-Galaad, who had stolen them from the street of Bethzan, where the Philistines had hanged them when they had slain Saul in Gilboa. And he brought from thence the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son, and they gathered up the bones of them that were crucified, and they buried them with the bones of Saul and of Jonathan his son in the land of Benjamin, in the side, in the sepulchre of Cis his father. And they did all that the king had commanded, and God showed mercy again to the land after these things. And the Philistines made war again against Israel, and David went down and his servants with him, and fought against the Philistines. And David growing faint, Jasbidbenob, who was of the race of Arphah, the iron of whose spear weighed 300 ounces, being girded with a new sword, attempted to kill David. And Abishai, the son of Sarvia, rescued him, and striking the Philistine, killed him. Then David's men swore unto him, saying, Thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, lest thou put out the lamp of Israel. There was also a second battle in Gob against the Philistines. Then Sobekai of Husathai slew Saph of the race of Arphah of the family of the giants. And there was a third battle in Gob against the Philistines, in which Adeodatus, the son of the forest, an embroiderer of Bethlehem, slew Goliath the Githite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. A fourth battle was in Geth, where there was a man of great stature, that had 6 fingers on each hand, and 6 toes on each foot, 24 in all, and he was of the race of Arphah. And he reproached Israel, and Jonathan the son of Shimei, the brother of David, slew him. These 4 were born of Arphah in Geth, and they fell by the hand of David and of his servants. Chapter 22. King David's Psalm of Thanksgiving for his deliverance from his enemies. And David spoke to the Lord the words of this canticle in the day that the Lord delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my strength and my Savior. God is my strong one. In him will I trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He lifteth me up, and is my refuge. My Savior, thou wilt deliver me from iniquity. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I shall be saved from my enemies. For the pangs of death have surrounded me. The floods of Belial have made me afraid. The cords of hell compassed me. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I will call upon the Lord, and I will cry to my God, and he will hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry shall come to his ears. The earth shook and trembled, the foundations of the mountains were moved and shaken, because he was angry with them. A smoke went up from his nostrils, and a devouring fire out of his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon the cherubims, and fled, and slid upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness a covering round about him, dropping waters out of the clouds of the heavens. By the brightness before him the coals of fire were kindled. The Lord shall thunder from heaven, and the Most High shall give forth his voice. He shot arrows and scattered them, lightning, and consumed them. And the overflowings of the sea appeared, and the foundations of the world were laid open at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of the spirit of his wrath. He sent from on high, and took me, and drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my most mighty enemy, and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. He prevented me in the day of my affliction, and the Lord became my stay. and he brought me forth into a large place. He delivered me because I pleased him. The Lord will reward me according to my justice, and according to the cleanness of my hands he will render to me, because I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments are in my sight, and his precepts I have not removed from me. And I shall be perfect with him, and shall keep myself from my iniquity. And the Lord will recompense me according to my justice, and according to the cleanness of my hands in the sight of his eyes. With the Holy One thou wilt be holy, and with the valiant perfect. With the elect thou wilt be elect, and with the perverse thou wilt be perverted. And the poor people thou wilt save, and with thy eyes thou wilt humble the haughty. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and thou, O Lord, wilt enlighten my darkness. For in thee I will run girded, in my God I will leap over the wall. God, his way is immaculate. The word of the Lord is tried by fire. He is the shield of all that trust in him. Who is God but the Lord? And who is strong but our God? God who hath girded me with strength, and made my way perfect, making my feet like the feet of harts, and setting me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, and maketh my arms like a bow of brass. Thou hast given me the shield of my salvation, and thy mildness hath multiplied me. Thou shalt enlarge my steps under me, and my ankles shall not fail. I will pursue after my enemies, and crush them, and will not return again till I consume them. I will consume them and break them in pieces, so that they shall not rise. They shall fall under my feet. Thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Thou hast made them that resisted me to bow under me. My enemies thou hast made to turn their back to me, them that hated me, and I shall destroy them. They shall cry, and there shall be none to save, to the Lord, and he shall not hear them. I shall beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I shall crush them and spread them abroad like the mire of the streets. Thou wilt save me from the contradictions of my people. Thou wilt keep me by the head of the Gentiles. The people which I know not shall serve me. The sons of the stranger will resist me. At the hearing of the ear they will obey me. The strangers are melted away, and shall be straitened in their distresses. The Lord liveth, and my God is blessed, and the strong God of my salvation shall be exalted. God who giveth me revenge, and bringeth down people unto me, who bringeth me forth from my enemies, and liftest me up from them that resist me. From the wicked man thou shalt deliver me. Therefore will I give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and will sing to thy name, giving great salvation to his king, and showing mercy to David his anointed, and to his seed forever. End of side two, please.